You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
the
Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
There is a synthetic anointing. It's man-made, though. It's called charisma. That is, you carry this. There's a human, a power of humanity. There's a power of man. There's a power of woman. And you can get caught up in charisma. And it sometimes will feel like the anointing. But it's synthetic. It is not real. You're not supposed to intertwine with charisma. You need the authentic work of God, the Holy Ghost.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Obedience, an Act of Faith. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19.
The spirit of healing, Jehovah Rapha, is hitting our church in this region. God wants the region healed. He wants you to be healed, and he wants you to claim your healing. That's psychological, that's mental, physical, and spiritual healing. Physical healing as well, and God wants his people to be made whole. Do you not know that healing is the children's bread? You can claim it. You can access it. You know, if you have insurance and you don't use it, you can't blame me. And if you have a benefit and don't use it, you can't blame the employer. If God gave you a benefit and you refuse to access it, it's on you. I'm saying to you that healing is the children's bread. Luke chapter 17, verse 11 through 19 is the text, and I'll read it in your hearing. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity or mercy on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, man, that'll preach. Come on, Nelson. As they went, they were what? Cleansed or healed. It didn't happen because of the laying on of hands, but as they went in obedience, they were cleansed. Look at verse 15. One of them, when he saw he was healed, he came back praising God in a loud voice. All of y'all folk that want to come to church and be nice, listen, if God really heal you, you're going to shout. When God heals some stuff, man, and you start moving, you're going to start saying something and shaking, man. You're going to be James Brown or Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson, man, just moving those feet and wiggling and doing all of that when you're healed, because you're not ashamed of what God is doing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. One of them came back with a loud voice and began to praise God. Verse 16, he threw himself at Jesus' feet. That means he flung himself. He didn't casually kneel like we want to do and be nice. He threw himself down. I want you to see that. Some of us need to, God, I don't want to get ahead of myself, man. Some of us need to throw ourselves down. You want to throw me down, you better throw yourself down at the feet of Jesus. Let's call on the name of the Lord so we can be saved. He threw himself down at the feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. In other words, he was a half-breed. He wasn't even supposed to be there. But you got to get beyond your feelings and what people think and all of that and get in the presence of the Lord. Some people would say he shouldn't even be in the midst. What you doing here? Have you ever said that to somebody that visited your church? What you doing here? You better be careful now. Scripture may find you. The Bible said Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Man. And then he said to him, rise and go. Your faith has made you well. And somebody's faith today is going to make you well. I'm teaching a message, man. It's very powerful, called Jehovah Rapha. Say Jehovah Rapha. Today's message in our late service is entitled Obedience, an Act of Faith. Obedience, an Act of Faith. Certain things come your way, like healing, deliverance, and the expansion of knowledge, guarantee, assurance of your salvation and your eternal existence. When you obey God, you're more sure of where you're going when you die. Those that compromise in obedience wonder. I believe you should know who and whom you believe, but believe me, the more obedient you are, the more confident you are concerning your future. Father, I give you praise and thanks for the diverse group that you've sent here. Thank you for the 30 years of existence this year, and thank you for the decrease of the man so that the master can increase. I pray now that you would release your word through me, that you would speak it through these lips and think through my mind. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Your people have come hungry and empty. Use me for your glory. So, Father, thank you for the clarity to comprehend, to think and to comprehend, to receive and comprehend. A mind, Father, that is warm, aflame. A mind that is not sluggish and slow today, but moving swiftly with the Spirit. So, Father, arouse us mentally, and thank you for that. Also pray, Lord, for an attentive ear to hear and a heart to receive. Father, thank you for the Spirit that you've given us that's likened unto yours, that it may contain your word, and then allow it to infuse, allow it to steep in us and change our color and our flavor this week. Make us like tea bags, Father. Let the warmth of your word bring out the best flavor of your presence, and we will give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Let the warmth of your word bring out the flavor. Our confession of faith: this is my Bible. It is the word of God. It is God speaking to me, producing life in those who will hear it. I can do what it says I can do. I am all it says that I am. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I choose to agree with the word of God, and I choose to disagree with any thought, condition, or circumstance contrary to the written or the spoken word of God. I am diligent to act upon what is revealed to me through the word of God, which abides in my spirit. My mind is renewed, my heart is receptive and ready to receive. I can't quit. There's too much life in me. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God, your confession of faith. I can't quit. There's too much life in me. And I'm picking up and I'm pinging in the spirit. There are people who make statements like, I'm ready to give up. I'm ready to quit. I'm ready to back up. You better get yourself together. There's no quitting in you. You can't quit. You can't give me 10th grade and think you're okay. You got to finish high school. You can't give me 2 years of college and you're just going to walk away. You must complete and get your bachelor's. And if you start the master's program, you need to finish it. And if you got a doctor in you, you better become clinical, because I believe we need to push until we get there. Can somebody say amen? We all have bad days, but we also are overcomers. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Say, I can't quit. There's too much life in me. That means I got too much Zoe in me. And he formed the man and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the dead man became a living nephes, a living soul. Don't tell me you're going to quit while you're still breathing. If you're breathing, there's enough life in you to keep on moving. Devil can't stop this. Can somebody say amen? Almost said something that MC Hammer said, but he's way in the back, and I don't know if you all know MC Hammer. We're in a season now that we need to reflect and engage in what I call introspection. Reflection and introspection. Yesterday in the women's group, they had mirrors up here. Mirrors, very nice mirrors. It was powerful, writing on the mirror. Very powerful. I'm piggybacking on that thought because it's important to look in the mirror. It's important to look at. We have a phenomenon in the world today. The greatest picture that's taken today are called selfies. Are selfies. People in the mirror taking pictures of themselves. Young girls are taking pictures of the young boys, full body, and sending them. This is what's happening all around. Some of us, you just need to know what's happening with your kids. This is what's happening, okay? So they're taking pictures and they're sending the images. People are taking selfies, selfies, selfies. Everybody say selfies. It's the number one photo in the world. That means people want to see themselves. Instagram. Instagram, Facebook is about how you live. Twitter or X is about how you think. Facebook, Instagram is about how you look. Facebook is how you live, and X is about how you think. So Instagram is flooded with people that want to show you how they look. Photos, 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 photos. That's what it's about. And our ministry has tentacles in all of those mediums because we're trying to reach the lost. So you got to understand now, when you think about photos, the number one is selfies. People are taking weird photos today. Ladies don't want to show you faces now. A lot of ladies, man, it's about backside. It's about backside. I mean, it's like everybody. I mean, in heels, man, at home. You made up and got heels at home. At that. This is what's happening around the world. It started with Teddy Riley. It started with Teddy Riley and Rump Shakers. LL Cool J, Round the Way Girls. Round the Way Girls. Listen. Teddy Riley just, you know, all I want to do is zoom to zoom, zoom, zoom in the boom, boom. And he said, shake your butts. And all the ladies start shaking it. But this is what happened out of that. This is what's going on in the world. Rump Shakers. So people are taking selfies. They're not looking at face. It's backside. And I'm saying it openly in the church so we can wake up. It's already out the box, right? So what I'm trying to tell you, you need to wake up and stop getting all like, I can't believe he said it. This is happening everywhere in every city and all around the world, even in Africa. Oh, God. So what we got to do, we got to bring it in here. The mirror now spiritually is about introspection. When you look at the word, which is like a mirror, you're not supposed to turn away fast. Just like when you look in the mirror in your house, you examine to see if there's flaws. Because you want to look your best when you leave. And many of us, we need helpers. Like sometimes I will move fast when I should move slower when it comes to the mirror. And I have people checking me out saying, you got this in your face. You get work it because I need to slow down. I need some help, right? Well, some of us are like that with the word. We just take a glance and keep moving versus gazing in the scripture, like to look at the reflection. What can I change? A lot of people, when I preach, they don't say, Lord, touch me. They say, tell them. That's the mindset. Tell them, Bishop. But how many of us saying, Lord, it's me. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I need a word for me. I got some junk in my trunk. I need you to help me to become more obedient to you. The longer we walk with God, the less junk we should have in our, right? We should be getting rid of it. We should be getting rid of it. The Bible says, talking about 10 virgins, 5 were wise and 5. And the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man that comes as a thief in the night. Now, why would God say I'm like a thief in the night? Well, he's not trying to steal things, but what he's saying, while you're sleeping and slumbering, if you understand me, I'm snatching out things. I'm taking things out of your life. I'm stripping you of things that you don't need. You never even knew I came in to pull it out. You never knew that I snuck in to get it out of your mind. You got to let me have access. And obedience allows the thief of our God's activity to snatch stuff out of your life so you don't pull and try to hold on to it when you're alive. I don't know if that makes sense. Do y'all follow what I just said? He describes himself as a thief in the night. A thief in the night, yeah, to steal things away from you that you don't need. Glory to God, because if he did it while it's awake, you're going to cry and try to hold on to it. Oh, my God. Obedience opens it up for the thief of our God to come, not the devil, God, to take some things out of your life. Glory, hallelujah, bless his name. So reflection and introspection is very important. Yes, I believe a core theological concept is that obedience, this is a core theological concept, is that obedience is the action of authentic faith. Let me say it again. This is a core theological concept that obedience is the action of authentic faith. So if your faith is authentic, one of the core theological concepts is that you will start obeying God. If the faith is authentic, it must process in duty or actions. We heard James said faith without works is what? It's dead. In other words, it's just not going to work long term, right? So you have to have action with faith. If you say you love the Lord, if you say you're with God, you're going to do what his word says you should do. He says we should gather regularly into his house. Now you say, well, I have media and I got my other ways of doing that. But what did the word say about gathering? So we're going to obey God, or we're going to say, well, I don't have to do it anymore because I have technology and I have a relationship with God. No, the way you deal with God is through his word in obedience to what he says. And so this is very key. I really believe in reflection and introspection. A core theological concept of obedience is that obedience is the action of authentic faith. I believe it is also a demonstration of authentic faith. How would I know that I have authentic faith? I have to have some type of action or demonstration of that which is authentic. The opposite of authentic is synthetic. Now, there are some people, they as long as they can have something that look like the real thing, they cool.
So in other words, I'm attracted, this is me now, attracted to genuine leather. I'm attracted to it, right? So if somebody bought me synthetic leather, I could pick it up because I've investigated the genuine. It's like a dollar bill. They don't teach you to pick up when they're training you. If you ever looked at false dollars or what do they call it? Counterfeit money, right? Counterfeit money, man. I was in Atlanta, Georgia, and stepped out the vehicle, and there was a $50 bill laying there, man. So I picked it up. But when I looked at it, I said, that ain't real. Now, some people, oh, I found 50. If you don't know what's real, you'll grab that and be like, man, I'm $50 richer. But actually, you'll be like $100,000 poorer if you start trying to use counterfeit money. You want the authentic, right? There is a synthetic anointing. It's called charisma. Oh, my God. There is a synthetic anointing. It's man-made, though. It's called charisma. That is, you carry this. There's a human, a power of humanity. There's a power of man. There's a power of woman. And you can get caught up in charisma. And it sometimes will feel like the anointing. But it's synthetic. It is not real. You're not supposed to, intertwine with charisma. You need the authentic work of God, the Holy Ghost, that don't need man's addition. That's why we sung praise today before we preach, because we need the authentic anointing. And worship is the best thing you can do when you come to the house of the Lord, to prepare you for the word of the Lord. Whoo, I feel the Holy Ghost on that. So we're going to worship. Mama, you told me to preach. Sound like your mama, my God. Sound just like Mother Rutherford. Glory to God. God bless Mother. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Mama. I'm going to preach. We need the authentic. Say authentic. Authentic. We need the authentic. We need that demonstration. Glory to God. We need that authentic faith and that demonstration of our belief. Glory to God. It stems from obedience. It stems from trust and love for God. It stems from trust and the love for God to trust and love him enough that when he says do something, we do it. I said when he says do something, we do it. No believer should say I'm not. No believer should say, I'm not when it comes to his commands. What we should say, I'm not when it comes to sin. We need to say, I will not when it comes to things that he doesn't approve. But nobody should, I'm not going to do that. I will never do that. That is not the heart of God. I say, trust and love is question. Authentic faith will produce obedience every time. A lot of times you'll see this, man. I was watching Get Rich or Die Hard Trying. 50 Cent. Get Rich or Die Hard Trying. Get Rich or Die Trying. Yeah. 50 Cent and Majestic. Don't mess with this, man. If you mess with this, it'll strip you. Talking about crack. That's what Majestic was saying to his people. I was watching this movie, and in the movie, 50 Cent is displayed as a young man who lost his mother when he was young. And because of that, he became hard. His grandmother, when he's about to do his last spiel and introduce himself to the world at Pelham Hall, I got a good memory, y'all. At Pelham Hall, he's about to do his you know, the hustler's anthem. And so Majestic wanted to stop him from doing it. But when he's at his grandmother's house before he's going to Pelham Hall,
they had to make sure they had guns and all of these other things. And his grandmother said, Marcus, I haven't been able to tell how you think since your mother died. When I look in your eyes, I can't tell how you're thinking. He said, I love you, Nana. She said, no, I don't want to hear all that. He never told anybody he loved him, but he said to her, I love you. I'll be all right. You will not be all right, Marcus. That's what she said. I don't know what you're feeling. I can't feel you, man. I'm looking in your eyes and I can't tell. And you were like that since your mama died. And this is the problem with parents. This is what she said. We raise you up and you're going to die. I said, my God. But it was powerful. When he was leaving, he said, I love you. I love you. The thing is that we think because we say we love, we okay. But do you obey? Yeah. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. All right. All right. Okay. What is the thing? The thing now. That thing. When he says stop, you say, I ain't gonna stop. But I love you, Jesus, more. See, the authentic faith requires a demonstration. And one of the greatest laws that is toughest for us is submission. We can say, I love you, 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 but it's demonstrated in how we move.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you are blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Obedience, an Act of Faith, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Ladies, join Pastor Sabrina for Women's Sunday School every Sunday at 10 a.m. Take the next step in your faith. The discipleship course will help you grow stronger, go deeper, and get rooted in Christ. Classes start Monday, September 15th. Sign up today. Use the TR app, website, or scan the QR code in the foyer. Attention, new believers. Registration is now open for the Believers Enrichment Spiritual Training Best Class. Sign up today using the TR app, website, or by scanning the QR code in the foyer.
Stay in the loop with Truth Revealed. Text YES to 87447 to receive updates, announcements, tag of prayers, and event information sent directly to your phone. Don't miss a moment. Stay connected with all that's happening at Truth Revealed.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are tuned in to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the beaches, FM 94.7.
If God is all-powerful and all-loving, it would seem inconsistent with his nature to allow anyone to be lost.
Now, what the Bible means by the word lost is that you will not go to heaven when you die. Billy Graham.
God is a holy God. He cannot have sin in his presence.
But we're all sinners. So how can you or me or anyone ever not be lost? The answer is Jesus Christ.
God suffered that we might be forgiven. Talk about love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
If you'd like to pray with someone about starting a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, call us anytime, 855-255-7729. That is 855-255-PRAY. And it's from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.